This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day. I invite you to a master class in spiritual warfare. The battle is already progressing, and the master is in class, and we have the privilege of watching with front row seats. Get ready to take it in. I'd like to start with this passage of Scripture to outline the passages which will be our focus. 1 John 2:16 says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world." Here the Apostle John outlines for us three main headings under which all sin will find its origin. Watch Jesus render their temptations powerless. Matthew 4:1, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil." An attitude of humility is the only way to hear and be led by the Holy Spirit. Humility is our starting point. And now for preparation, Matthew 4:2, "And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards an hungered." So, one, having a humble attitude, two, being led by the Spirit, and three, preparing by fasting, Jesus was ready. Matthew 4:3 and 4 tells us, "And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." If Jesus can create sons of Abraham and even worshipers from stones, he could surely make bread. But Jesus was prepared, and he wielded the most powerful of all weapons, the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. Matthew 4:4 says, "But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Down goes the lust of the flesh in this eternal and consequential chess match." Check. Matthew 4:5 and 6 goes on to say, "Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest in any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus so thoroughly trusted his Father's protections that he allowed the devil this degree of power over him. A literal reading of the text seems to indicate that the devil transported Jesus in some fashion, or perhaps by a realistic vision, and set him at the highest point of the temple. Matthew 4:7, "Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." He does not enjoin him in argument. He doesn't add his own comments or opinions. Down goes the sinful pride of life. As the chess match continues, check number two. Matthew 4:8 and 9, "Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." This was not a false offer. Satan had the deed and authority to make this offer, and all Jesus had to do was worship Satan and accept a second-place position. All the glittering, shiny, and exceedingly beautiful things of this world and all its power and delights would be Jesus, and he could totally avoid all the pain and suffering of the cross. Matthew 4:10 goes on to say, "Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Down goes lust of the eye. Ladies and gentlemen, checkmate. Game over. Strike three. Devil, you're out. Matthew 4:11 says, "Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." We're told in another place to resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Your sufferings, your battle, will not last forever, and we have the example of our master to show us how it is done. learn to wield the powerful sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. My love to you all in Christ Jesus. I'm Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day.